Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and we have an exciting matchup between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Columbia Fireflies for the second time in organization history. Last night was a great outing for the Hillcats as they took a no-hitter all the way until the eighth inning of action. Two outs were gone before the Fireflies were able to pick up their first hit of the evening on a Rivertown double to center that was almost snagged by a diving Luis Durango. And from there, one batter later, they were able to end the shutout with a single into right field. But the Hillcats, after having poured on seven runs in the first inning, really had no worries from that point on. As you explode out to an early lead like that, it becomes very difficult for the Fireflies. They are relying on Frank Mazzucato to get a little bit more distance in that ball game. He went three innings in his first professional start. Then in his second, he was yanked in that first inning and only pitched a third of an inning, only retiring one batter, and that was a fielder's choice nonetheless for Victor Planchart. The Hillcats would eventually add on two more runs in the fifth. Other than that, it was a solid night overall for both of these pitching staffs past the first inning. Will Dion for the Hillcats was on a different planet when it came to how well he was pitching. He went five innings of scoreless no-hit baseball, recording nine strikeouts, one of 17 strikeouts recorded for the Hillcats yesterday evening against the Fireflies, and they'll hope to recreate that success here this evening as Jake Miller will go up against Shane Panzini as the Battle of the Bump. We'll get that set for you in just a few moments as Panzini making his first professional start. It's his professional debut here, and he's going to be going up against a tough Hillcats lineup that is seeing some changes here today. We'll talk about those as well, but for right now, we'll toss it down to Andre Vile to meet the defense and the national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 34, Jorge Burgos! In center field, number 1, Jake Fox! In left field, number 9, Kaylee Rodriguez! At first base, number 6, Victor Blanchard. At second base, number 33, Wilfried Peralta. At shortstop, number 10, Yordis Valdez. At third base, number 2, Dion Freya. Your catcher is number 7, Joe Donovan. The designated hitter, number 22, Isaiah Green. And your starting pitcher is number 32, Jake Miller. Fans, at this time, we'd like to take a moment of silence to observe and support the community of Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, in light of the events that happened on May 24th. We ask that you remain silent for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 lives that were lost. Thank you. At this time, we ask that you remain standing, keep your hats off, as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome the Brookville High School Choir.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill as we're moments away from first pitch in the Hill City as Lynchburg will be taking on the Columbia Fireflies here this evening. We already met the defense for the Hillcats. Now let's take a look at the lineup that will be going up against right-handed pitcher Jake Miller, leading off for the Fireflies, number 15, and in right field, Rivertown. Batting second, the catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez. Batting third, the left fielder, Daryl Collins. Hitting cleanup, the designated hitter, Carter Jensen. And batting fifth, the first baseman, Rubendi Jaquez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 21, Eric Pena. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 8, Enrique Valdez. And rounding out the starting nine, it'll be second baseman, Omar Florentino. He'll be going up against Jake Miller, who struggled in his last start but has had flashes of brilliance at points this season, making his seventh appearance, just under 28 innings pitched. He's 0-1 with a 5.20 ERA, 32 strikeouts and 9 walks. In his last outing, though, he didn't go 4 innings, gave up 5 hits with 4 earned runs, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. But his outing before that was absolutely incredible. And so back at home against these Fireflies who have struggled offensively, it's a chance for him to maybe pick up his first victory of the season if he can make it 5 innings. Leading off, though, for the Fireflies will be Rivertown. He ended the no-hit bid in the top of the 8th last night on a double to center field as the fog had begun to roll in. Now he steps in the box, a righty-on-lefty matchup, the first pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner for strike one, and we are underway at 6:33. 64 degrees, the first pitch temperature, as the 0-1 on its way for Miller. Grounded foul, 0-2. Miller works with a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider from Newberry Park, California. The 0-2. Skied foul and out of play down the left field line. They'll try again. Town is batting 248 with 5 home runs and 14 RBIs. Waits the 2-strike pitch up high. Try to get him to chase, but a little bit too above the zone, and it's ball one. Miller comes set and now fires. Grounded over toward first, Plantschart scoops it and flips over to Miller, who is ranging over to cover. That'll be out number one here. As Rivertown goes down, and that'll bring up the catcher, Omar Hernandez. He was not in the lineup last night. So a fresh face to go up against these Hillcats. He's batting 198 on the season. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Miller stands at 6'2", 195, 21 years of age. The 0-1. Skied high down the third base line. A couple guys giving it a look, but it'll find the top of the clubhouse and bounce over for strike number two. Miller comes set with the 0-2. Just misses outside. The count is 1-2. Hernandez had a 5-game hitting streak earlier this season. As the 1-2 on its way. Can't find the zone, and the count is now even at 2. In his last game last week, he went 0-for-3 against Myrtle Beach, the 2-2. Looks like a breaking ball that got fouled away, and he stays alive. Hernandez still looking for that first home run of the season. As one of the few Fireflies that is yet to pick one up, the 2-2. Down and away, ball three. Last night, the Fireflies opened up the game, getting set down in order for the first two innings. Payoff pitch. Peel down to first on the check swing, but nothing doing. That'll be ball four, so Miller will issue a walk here in the first inning. Omar Hernandez will take first, and that'll bring up Darryl Collins. Another fresh face to the lineup here this evening, trying to find a routine that works. Last night, only three hits for the Fireflies. First pitch to Collins. Down low, ball one. Miller was ahead 0-2 in his last at-bat against Hernandez before throwing four balls. And Hernandez did a good job of staying alive. He takes his lead off first, the 1-0. Pickoff move first, and Hernandez is back with a dive. The 1-0. Runner fakes it going down to second. Hit and run may have been on there as curveball in the dirt, 1-1. But Hernandez wisely held up over at first after pausing about five steps into his steal. The 1-1. Nice off-speed pitch has Collins out in front, and the count is now 1-2. Great clouds in the sky, but no rain really in the forecast at this point of the evening. Hoping to get through the entire ball game. The 1-2. Runner goes. Check swing. Ball two. Throw comes down. Not in time. And so Hernandez will take second on a stolen base. Count is now 2-2, and the Fireflies have a runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. They did have one in the third inning of last night's ball game. After a hit by pitch and an air by the Hillcats. The 2-2. Grounded foul down the first base line. And we'll try again. Infield shaded slightly over toward the right side now with a double play out of the equation. The 2-2. Big lead off second, but he got him swinging for strike number three. That'll be out number two here in the first as Carter Jensen will step up into the box. Jensen last night, two strikeouts and a single. an opportunity to drive in a run here in the first inning so the Fireflies can play from in front. First pitch by Miller. Tries to catch the bottom of the zone just a little bit low, says the home plate umpire. Runner on second, two gone, top of the first inning. The pitch catches the outside corner with a breaking ball, 1-1. Decent crowd on hand for Wednesday night baseball, as the left field bleachers filling up rather quickly. 1-1, fouled off of Donovan and back toward the dugout, 1-2. By left field bleachers, I mean the left field side bleacher seats over behind the third base dugout. One-two pitch upcoming for Miller. Swung on and missed, and Jake Miller works himself out of the jam and holds the Fireflies scoreless in the first. Two strikeouts on the board for Jake. And we'll head to the bottom half of the first. We'll meet the starting lineups for your Hillcats coming up after this. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats are currently tied in the bottom of the first with the Columbia Fireflies, as they will have a pitcher making their professional debut here this evening. He was the fourth round pick of the 2021 MLB draft by the Kansas City Royals. That is none other than Shane Panzini, four-seam slider, changeup, curveball. He was committed to UVA, so familiar with this area, before being drafted. And in high school, his senior year, went 9-0 with a .91 ERA at Red Bank Catholic High School in New Jersey. He'll now step onto the mound for the first time professionally, as he will face a lineup of Valdez, Green Fox, Burgos, Planchart, Frias, Donovan, Peralta, and Rodriguez. First pitch of Panzini's career. Misses on the inside corner with a slider for ball one. Valdez awaits the 1-0 and lines it into center field. Pena takes a couple steps back on it and puts it away for out number one. So the first inning starting out much differently than it did last night, as the first four Hillcats were able to reach before an out was ever recorded. And Panzini, two pitches and one out. That'll bring up Isaiah Green. First pitch to him. He comes out swinging, fouls it away for strike one. Panzini, 6'3", 220, from Spring Lake, New Jersey. This one inside, appeal down to first, ball one. Panzini working quite quickly as soon as he gets the ball in his hands. He's back into his motion, the 1-1. Fouled away, 1-2. Hillcats wearing their all whites. Columbia with their navy blue uniforms and gray pants. The 1-2. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, got him looking, and Shane Panzini has picked up his first career strikeout. gets Isaiah Green looking. So a good start to the young right-hander's career, as it's hard if you're the Hillcats to get a read on him when you don't have much tape. That'll bring in the center fielder, Jake Fox. Pitch to him outside, ball one. Fox playing center field here this evening. It's the 1-0. Lined into right field, and for a base hit, Fox picks up the first base runner of the ball game for the Hillcats. With two away here in the first. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos, batting cleanup tonight. Typically the spot reserved for Milan Tolentino, but he was a late scratch in the ball game. No official word as to why, and so he was in the clubhouse, had a big smile on his face when we walked in there. So everything appeared to be okay. But Fox will take first. Burgos takes inside, ball one. Burgos batting 255 with a pair of homers. 1-0. Fox holds, check swing into left field, dropping hard and just foul. Burgos almost got lucky, as didn't want to fully commit to it. It was up high. We've seen that a couple times from Burgos where he gets kind of caught in between. The 1-1, runner goes, pitches low, throw down to second, and it's not in time. Jake Fox picks up a stolen base here in the first inning. That'll be his seventh stolen base of the year. So the Hillcats showing some aggression early on Shane Panzini, as he's still trying to get comfortable on that professional mound. The 2-1. Runner goes for third now. The throw in the dirt down to third. Not in time again! Jake Fox just stealing all the bags. Two stolen bases on back-to-back pitches. The Hillcats have a runner on third and 3-1 pitch upcoming from Panzini. Grounded softly toward second. Awkward hop for Florentino. Flips on to first to retire Burgos. So the stolen bases don't do anything, as Burgos is retired for out number three. Hillcats threaten, do not score. And Columbia will come back up to the plate. Tied at zero. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
Hola, fanático. Mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. We are one inning into this game, and we already have three stolen bases between the two squads, as Omar Hernandez picked up one in the top half of the first, and then Jake Fox, who is making his way out to center field right now, picked up a pair on back-to-back pitches. Just straight stole second and third. That'll bring up Rubendi Jaquez in a scoreless ball game. First pitch to him. Squares around a bunt, but pulls back on a pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Home plate umpire giving that outside strike to these left-handed hitters. The 0-1. Inside off the foot of the home plate ump, and it's 1-1. Cross Donovan up there. 94 miles an hour on the gun. The 1-1. Breaking ball hung up there for a moment, but Jaquez got a little too far underneath it, and it's 1-2. Like that ball didn't break as much as he was expecting it to, and just a little underneath. Otherwise, he could have given that one a ride. The 1-2. Tries to go outside again, missing. The count is even at 2. Jaquez does have a home run on the season and 9 RBIs. The 2-2. Up high, swung on and missed. Strike 3. So Jaquez is out number 1 here in the second. The third strikeout for Jake Miller. As that'll bring up Eric Pena. Pena struggling at the dish on the season, only batting 140. Went 0 for 4 last night. This one fouled back into the curtain. Strike 1. The 0-1. Line into deep right field. Burgos giving chase, and he'll just watch this one go over the wall for a home run. Eric Pena picking up his 4th home run of the season. And Miller just left that one too far in the zone with the heater. And Pena gave it a ride to right field and puts the Fireflies out in front early. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. Takes ball up high. And you clearly didn't enjoy me saying he had been struggling at the plate so far this season. But as a whole, the Fireflies, 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. The Fireflies themselves also haven't really come alive at the plate yet either. Only batting 201 as a team. The 1-1. Cut on and missed. Strike 2. Hillcats, on the other hand, batting 255 as a team. Over 50 points separating these two clubs. The 1-2. Just a bit outside. And the count is now even. But, alas, it doesn't matter right now as the Fireflies hold a 1-0 lead. The 2-2. In there for strike 3. Got him looking. What a way to come back after giving up the solo shot for Miller as he picks up his 4th strikeout of the ballgame. That'll bring up Enrique Valdez. Third baseman will bat from the left-hand side. First pitch to him. Healthy cut, but a little behind, 0-1. The 0-1 from Miller. Breaking ball in the dirt. Had him way out in front on the 77-mile-per-hour curveball. And it's 0-2. So Miller a strike away from ending the inning after giving up the solo shot. Now the 2-strike pitch. Got him swinging again. And that's the 5th strikeout for Miller through 2 innings. Other than the home run to Eric Pena, Jake Miller has looked very comfortable on the mound here this afternoon. But Hillcats will play from behind. And we'll have their at-bat in the bottom half of the second coming up after this. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Hillcats trailing 1-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Pleased to be bringing you Hillcats action all season long. As Shane Panzini making his professional debut here tonight. And had a nice first inning. Finished it up on 13 pitches. Despite the single to Jake Fox. Did have a strikeout as well. And he now plays from in front. As Victor Planchart, Dian Frias, and Joe Donovan will be the three due up for the Hillcats. As we mentioned, no Milan Tolentino. Originally slated to start tonight's ball game. Panzini in the motion. And Planchart comes out swinging for strike one. Hillcats played from behind in Salem this past weekend. The 0-1 in the dirt. Count is even. But not something that they would particularly say they enjoy doing, playing from behind, the 1-1. Slider catching the corner for strike two. It was actually one of my keys to the game for those who are inside the ballpark. Pitch. Skied foul and out of play. I said that one of the keys is that the Hillcats can continue to play in front, scoring 7 runs in the first inning yesterday. Got them out to an early lead and didn't really have to worry too much about the pressure. The 1-2. Inside, and it hit him right on the forearm. And Victor Planchart will trot on down to first as the Hillcats have a base runner to open up the second inning. There's a lot of pressure on this Hillcats squad right now. Only a half game up on Carolina in the Carolina League North as we move closer toward the midseason point. Pickoff move over to first, but Planchart only about 2 steps off, and Panzini almost threw that one into the New Realm Brewery seats. First pitch now to Frias, comes out swinging but took his front hand off of it, and he's going to ask for some more pine tar as his hands just slipped right off. The count will be 0-1. As Frias attends to his bat and his gloves. Frias has been a streaky hitter for the Hillcats. He's currently batting .254 coming into tonight's game. That average has ranged from all over the mid-200s, from .230, .240 to .280, the 0-1. Nice hard slider catches the zone, 0-2. Add Frias frozen. Two-strike pitch on its way from Panzini. Up high, ball one. Planchart not really much of a threat to steal. Has not attempted a stolen base yet this year, but we saw a willingness by the Hillcats to run back in that first. The 1-2. Runner holds, and it's skied foul again. Count will stay 1-2. Jake Fox now 1 steal off the team lead after his 2 early on. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone. Frias not a fan, but it's strike 3 nonetheless. And so he will take a seat as that's the second strikeout for Panzini. As Joe Donovan will step to the dish.
Donovan batting
190.
Really boosted his average his last few appearances out. As he takes a strike on the inside corner. Falls behind in the count. Infield in double play depth. The outfielder's playing in. The 0-1. Slider tries to catch that inside edge. Nothing doing. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt. But a good job by Hernandez to pick it. 2-1. One away here in the bottom of the second. 2-1. Down low, and the count is 3-1. So Donovan, good patient at bat here. As Plantchart leads off first. The 3-1. Catching the outside corner. Or strike two in Joe Donovan. Not a fan whatsoever. As you can see with his body language that he rolled his eyes and stepped back into the box. The payoff pitch here. Up high, got him swinging, and Donovan has some choice words for the umpire as he makes his way back to the dugout. For out number two. That'll bring in Wilfried Peralta, playing second base here this evening. Runner on first, two away. As the pitch comes in from Panzini, Peralta takes a healthy cut at the first pitch and falls behind 0-1. So three strikeouts so far from Panzini. He's approaching the 30 pitch mark, the 0-1. Another big swing and a miss, 92 miles an hour on the fastball, 0-2. Panzini looking mighty impressive here early on. The 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Hillcats trailing 1-0 here. The 1-2. Grounded over towards short. Vasquez scoops it and fires on to first. And the inning is over. So the Hillcats get a runner on board to lead off the inning, but he goes nowhere as the next three Hillcats are set down in order. Fireflies will have 9-1-2 due up as we head to the third inning. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats trailing 1-0 inside Bank of the James Stadium as they cling to first place in the Carolina League North. Jake Miller back on the mound here for the third inning after giving up the solo shot to Eric Pena in the second. It'll be Omar Florentino Rivertown and Omar Hernandez due up for the Fireflies. Jason Hill, Prill here with you, bringing you all of tonight's action. As the first pitch now to Florentino. He squares around a bunt and shoots it back toward the screen for strike one. Flag in center has stopped waving as the wind has died down here. The 0-1. Breaking ball inside, scoots him back off the plate. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Cut on and miss. Strike two. Florentino batting 118. No home runs. Still looking for that first RBI as well. As the 1-2 pitch on its way from Jake Miller. Got him fishing for it. He picks up strike three. So Jake Miller has six strikeouts now here in the third inning. As Rivertown will step into the box. The only out recorded by Miller to not have been a strikeout. As he grounded out to first to lead off the ballgame. He takes a curveball at the top of the zone for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Healthy cut at a ball in the dirt. 0-2. Looked like a changeup there. Firefly showing some aggression at the dish. Taking the philosophy is the more you swing, the more you have a chance to put it in play. The 0-2. Outside corner, Donovan hopped up to throw it around the horn. But the home plate umpire held his hands near his side. It's 1-2. Miller into the motion. And it's up and in. Count is even. Miller ran into this issue a little bit in the first inning where he'd get ahead two strikes and try to pitch away. The 2-2 grounded over to first again. This time instead of flipping it to Miller, Blanchard will take it himself. That'll bring up Omar Hernandez. He walked and stole second back in the first as the first Fireflies base runner. First pitch to him. Up high, ball one. Infield playing relatively straight away, a little bit more shifted to the left-hand side as this one finds the zone, 1-1. Columbia riding an eight-game losing streak, trying to snap that here tonight, the 1-1. Fastball down in the zone for a called strike. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the top of the third. The pitch for Miller. Got him swinging. So Jake Miller trying to match Will Dion. Strikeout for strikeout from last night. As seven here through three innings. We head to the bottom half of the third. Hillcats trailing 1-0. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up on deck.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats trailing 1-0 here. If you're following along on MILB.TV or Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, give us a tweet at LYN Hillcats. Make sure to interact with our social media. Twitter and Instagram, both the same handle, or Lynchburg Hillcats on Facebook. Still
Scaling Rodriguez, Yordis Valdez, and Isaiah Green, the three due up for Lynchburg here in the bottom half of the third inning, as Shane Panzini will return for another inning of work. Panzini has pitched very well in his professional debut. First pitch to Rodriguez, fouled back for strike one. The 0-1 in the dirt out in front of home plate, and the count is now even at one apiece. Panzini has three strikeouts on the day, the 1-1. Fouled back to the curtain, 1-2. Which is what he's known for, as he set his high school's all-time strikeout record. And he punched out 115 hitters his senior year, surpassing his head coach, who held the record before him, the 1-2. Grounded sharply towards second, Florentino ranges over, fires on to first for out number one. Hillcats struggling to get going here through the first time through the order, as Yordis Valdez will step back into the box. He flew out to center to open up the Hillcats half of the first inning. As he comes out swinging again on a breaking ball for strike one. Hillcats really trying to go after Panzini early, as the 0-1 on its way. Inside at the back foot of Valdez, 1-1. Down and in again, two balls, one strike. Seems like the Hillcats really trying to make Panzini uncomfortable on that first pitch to try to throw off his confidence in his first pro start. The 2-1 catches the bottom corner of the zone, 2-2. One away here in the bottom of the third inning. 2-2 pitch. Rounded over towards short. Vasquez fires on to first for out number two. So Columbia doing a much better job this inning at holding the Hillcats, in this ball game, as it looks like Tyler Thornton is making his way down to the bullpen, maybe getting loose for Jake Miller, as Isaiah Green will step in now, takes the ball down low. Green struck out looking in the first inning. First career strikeout for Panzini. The 1-0. Inside, 2-0. In the motion again, and Green comes out swinging 2-1. Isaiah Green continues to improve his batting average, as he's up near 250 before going on that long road trip. He was down near 220. The 2-1 skied high back behind the dish. Hernandez gives it a look, and it's out of play. As it falls from the skybox and lands in the Brookville choir, sang the national anthem here today. The 2-2. Check swing, and he went around. And Shane Panzini continues to make quick work of the Hillcats. A 1-2-3 inning. As we've gone through three, Hillcats trailing 1-0. As we head to the fourth. We'll be right back after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats trailing 1-0 to Columbia Fireflies, as Lynchburg trying to cling on to first place, a half a game ahead of Carolina. They are in the bottom of the first against Kannapolis in a scoreless ball game. Salem and Fredericksburg both right behind them at 3-4. That game also in the bottom of the first. Fredericksburg at home. They pitched Steven Strasburg last night, struck out 3 in the Salem victory. As Hillcats have some work to do, but up first it'll be Columbia, as they'll have Darryl Collins, Carter Jensen, and Rubendi Jaquez. The 3 due up. Miller back out here for the fourth. Fires the ball low and away for ball one. One and oh count. The pitch. Lined in a deep right field into the corner, and it'll bounce off the wall. Good job by Burgos to keep it in front of him as he fires it in, but not before Darryl Collins slides in there with a double. So, second hit of the night for the Fireflies, and they have a runner in scoring position with nobody away here in the fourth inning, already leading 1-0. Carter Jensen into the box now, already has a strikeout on his tally today. Takes a curveball in the zone for strike one. Miller comes set, now fires. Catching the outside corner with the fastball, 0-2. Miller already has 7 strikeouts in the ball game, as he could use a big one here. The 0-2. Missing away, 1-2. It's been the story for Jake Miller, as he's gotten ahead. 2 strikes to open up an at-bat, and a couple of balls later, and it's a back-and-forth battle after that. The 1-2. Curveball, got him looking. The 8th strikeout for Jake Miller, and Carter Jensen will make the slow, long walk back to the first base dugout. Big strikeout there for Miller as Rubendi Jaquez will step into the box. Another strikeout victim from back in the second. The pitch. Line back to the curtain. 0-1. That was one of those moments where I'm very thankful that the netting is there to protect me, as that had my forehead written all over it. The 0-1. Down and away, 1-1. One away here in the fourth, the 1-1 from Jake Miller. Down and in, 2-1. Jaquez trying to bring that run home from second to extend this Fireflies lead. 2-1. Curveball had him way out in front. 2-2. Nice pitch there from Miller, as the count is now even. A strikeout here could do wonders. The 2-2. Pop fly shallow into right center field as Valdez calls everyone off and will put it away for out number two. Valdez ranged all the way over from his shortstop position to what would have been the second base spot. He had a long way to run as the center fielder and right fielder were both collapsing on it as well, and Peralta also gave it a look. Nevertheless, the runner will have to stay at second as Eric Pena back into the box comes out swinging again for strike one. He had the solo shot back in the second inning that gave the Fireflies the lead they now hold, the 0-1. Curveball, check swing, and in play. Miller fields it and places the tag for out number three. Good heads-up play there by Jake Miller as he ranged over toward first base, picked it up, and placed the tag on the side of Pena to end the inning. So the leadoff double does no harm, as the Hillcats will continue to trail 1-0. So we head to the bottom half of the fourth. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Shane Panzini back out there to start the fourth inning. There is an arm warming up in the Fireflies bullpen. And so Panzini, who's pitched a gem so far, just two above the minimum, will look to keep that going here in the fourth. Against the heart of the order, Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Victor Planchart. For the Hillcats, they're looking to get something going. They've been held rather silent as Jake Fox, who's stepping into the box now with their only hit of the night, a single in the first. He would then steal bases on consecutive pitches to end up at third before the inning ended. First pitch to him here, a slider that tries to wrap around the zone, but a little too late on it, 1-0. The pitch. Fox swinging out to deep left. Collins onto the warning track, turns around, and about five, six steps in front of the wall will put it away for out number one. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos. Burgos grounded out to second to end the first inning with the runner on third. Take a ball inside, open up this at-bat. Burgos has some pop, the 1-0. As we see it right there, is that one driven deep down the right field line. Well foul, but it had a nice pure sound to it. And it flew off that bat, the 1-1. This time Panzini goes away, but just misses 2-1. Lined into right field, hooking, foul. That one about a foot right of the line. And so Burgos will try to straighten it out here. The 2-2 count. Burgos has put some good wood on the ball. On his two swings here. But now we'll have to protect. Count is 2-2 with one away in the bottom of the fourth. Foul tipped right off the umpire. And I think it got him on the mask, but really close to that side of his neck. But the count will remain the same. As he's tough. He's an umpire. He gets right back in there. He's good to go. 2-2. Line foul down the left field line as Burgos slapped at it. And we'll try again. Panzini. About to make his 55th pitch of the night. Fires with the 2-2. Grounded over toward first. An in-between hop for Jaquez, but he'll take it himself. Route number two. That'll bring up Victor Planchart. As the arm's still getting loose over in the bullpen. But no motion as of now. Planchart was hit by a pitch in the second. Did not go anywhere beyond first. He takes down low, ball one. 86 miles an hour on the changeup. 1-0. Grounded sharply toward first. Nice sliding snag by Jaquez to end the inning. So the Fireflies continue to play really well here through four. They lead 1-0. So we go to the fifth. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats trailing 1-0, and, you know, I understand sacrificing a beer for a baseball, but for a t-shirt, that's a whole nother level, as I just watched a fan during t-shirt toss in between innings. Catch a t-shirt, but spill half of his beer. What did he end up doing with the t-shirt? Tossed it to somebody else. So not only does he not keep the beer, he doesn't keep the t-shirt. Hillcats have some work to do in this one. But Vasquez, Valdez, and Florentino due up for the Fireflies. Jake Miller still on the mound as the skies are continuing to get darker. First pitch to Vasquez. Lined foul to the curtain. 0-1. Don't see any rain in the forecast. So, looks like just overcast skies. The 0-1. Sweeping curveball in there for strike two. Miller. Comes set, now fires. Check swing, and he went around, says the home plate umpire. For out number one, Vasquez. Another strikeout victim. Second time he's gone down this evening. That's the ninth strikeout for Jake Miller. Matching what Will Dion did yesterday. Enrique Valdez into the box now. And he takes a fastball low for ball one. Miller gets him swinging. He was early on the fastball, 1-1. As a little bit of fog starting to settle at Bank of the James Stadium. 1-1. Lined into right field. Tough play for Burgos, but on the run, puts it away for out number two. He got a great jump off the bat of Valdez and was able to sprint his way over into right center field and put it away about waist high. There's two away as Omar Florentino will step into the box now. He comes out swinging for strike one. A lot of first pitch swings for both of these ball clubs as Jake Miller approaching 70 pitches. The 0-1. Down in the dirt. It scoots away, 1-1. Florentino struck out back in the third. Waits the 1-1. Healthy cut there on an off-speed pitch, 1-2. So Jake Miller, one strike away from five solid innings. He comes set. Now fires. Just a bit outside, 2-2. Other than that one pitch that resulted in the solo shot, he's been excellent. Now the 2-2. Inside, scooted Florentino back off the dish, and the count runs full. You have to wonder if this might be his last batter either way. The 3-2. Foul tipped and off the hand of Donovan, and he's in some pain here as looks like that caught his bare hand instead of the glove hand. He's a catcher, though. Much like the umpire, he'll step right back in there without a second thought. Two gone here in the top of the fifth. Jake Miller trying to get out of it. The payoff pitch. Rounded foul. We'll try again. Miller already with 9 strikeouts. Looking for number 10. Payoff pitch. Bottom of the zone. Got him looking again. Jake Miller pumps a fastball right by him. And Florentino can do nothing but spit on it as it flies by. Hillcats down by 1. We head to the bottom of the 5th. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pelle, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Hillcats trailing 1-0, but Jake Miller pitching a gem other than that solo shot. 10 strikeouts. As the Hillcats will now face a new pitcher as Shane Panzini's day is officially over. That'll be number 28, Wander Arias. We'll meet him in just a moment. as Panzini goes four innings. One hit, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. First pitch to Frias, swinging over to left field. Ranging back on it is Collins, who puts it away for out number one. One pitch, one out for Arias. That'll bring up Joe Donovan. Struck out back in the second after he thought he had worked a walk. Donovan awaits the first pitch. He swings to center field. A little bloop shot over the head of Vasquez. And he picks up his first hit of the ball game. The Hillcats will have a runner aboard here with one away in the fifth. Right now, despite how well Jake Miller has pitched, he's still in line for the loss because of that solo shot. But if the Hillcats can get a run or two on the board, that decision would either be pushed to somebody else, or he could be in line for a victory. Wilfrey Peralta now. Into the box with a runner on first. Arias throws this one a bit outside. Ball one. A 1-0. Rounded sharply toward first. Backhanded play, but foul by Jaquez. He was in position for it. Would have been a tough play, though, as he was in a full sprint over toward the foul line. Had made an off-balance throw as Peralta, who has some wheels, would have been looking it down the line. 1-1. Healthy cut, 1-2. Arias making his eighth appearance as 1-2 now. Outside 2-2. He is 1-3 with a 6.23 ERA. He has started four games. He's pitched 26 innings, given up 24 runs, 18 of them earned, 14 walks, 30 strikeouts, the 2-2. In the dirt again, the count runs full. Opponents are batting 308 against the right-hander. He's got the job of trying to continue where Panzini left off. Payoff pitch. Instead, he fires over to first. And a good pick by Jaquez to keep that in front as Donovan dove back to the bag. He'll get a new ball now as that one landed in the dirt. Oh, Peralta trying to get aboard here. Love to get a runner in scoring position. He'll step off again as Peralta needed a second thought. Now the 3-2. He'll ground it over towards second. Slow chopper fires over to second to the shortstop, and the throw back to first, not in time, but they do get one as they retire Donovan, the lead runner, for out number two. So Scaling Rodriguez now into the box, 0-1 on the day. Arias has this one driven into right center field. Tough play for the right fielder. Ranges over and makes the grab. Town puts it away for out number three. So the Hillcats just can't get anything going here against Columbia's pitching. Fireflies lead 1-0 as we head to the sixth. Be right back after this timeout.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years.
Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Jake Miller's day is done. After recording 10 strikeouts, he goes 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was an earned run on the solo shot from Eric Pena. Did issue a walk back in the first inning. That one didn't come back to bite him. And then the 10 strikeouts, which one-upped Will Dion. That'll bring in Jack Leftwich, making his 8th appearance of the year, 23 innings pitched. A 3-0 record, 2.35 ERA, 31 strikeouts and 6 walks for the right-hander. Into the motion now, as it's a little low to River Town for ball one. Top of the 6th inning, 1-0. Grounded softly to the left of the mound, charging hard on his Frias. Off-balance throw, he got him! Zion Frias with an excellent play. Gives a little shrug of the shoulder toward his dugout. As that ball was a little dribbler off the bat, and he was by no means playing in. But off balance, off his back foot, got the out. Fun attempt here from Hernandez, and they'll say he pulled back in time for ball one. Leftwich stands at 6'4", 220 from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The 1-0 line back up the middle into center field. That'll be a base hit. So the Fireflies will have a runner aboard here in the 6th with one away. In his last outing, Leftwich went 3 innings, giving up 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. That'll bring in Darryl Collins, who doubled back in the 4th inning but could not advance past second base despite leading off the inning. Hernandez, a threat to steal over at first. Line right back at the mound off the glove of Leftwich. Stepping on the bag is Valdez over to first. Not in time. Valdez did a good job to stick with it and retire the lead runner on the fielder's choice, but Collins will beat out the throw off the ricochet of Jack Leftwich. That one came in hot. He did a good job to get his glove up. So he's okay. As Carter Jensen in the box now, a 2-time strikeout victim here. Takes the ball outside. One on, two away. In the top of the 6th, Hillcats trailing 1-0. The 1-0 tries to go inside, but just a bit high, 2-0. Carolina up 2-0 on Kannapolis in the bottom of the 3rd. Fredericksburg down 4-1 to Salem in the bottom of the 2nd. The 2-0 slider catches the heart of the plate, 2-1. Leftwich with that nasty hook. Two-one. Grounded over toward first, but foul. Count is now even. 2-2. And so Leftwich will try to get out of the inning. Holding on to that one-run deficit. He'll step off now to catch his breath as the 2-2 upcoming to Jensen. Pickoff move first. And Collins back with a dive. Now he comes set for the 2-2. Foul back into the curtain. He'll try again. Wouldn't be shocked maybe to see the runner in motion here. 2-2. Here he goes. Down low with the pitch. The throw down. A little high, not in time. And the count goes full. So Collins picks up a stolen base here. As the Fireflies now have a runner in scoring position with two away. A full count now to Jensen. He has struck it out twice here. Once swinging and once looking. Leftwich comes set, now fires. Slider punched down the left field line, but foul into the bullpen. Elvis Jerez tried to snag it on the hop. He's now shaking his right hand in frustration. We'll do the payoff pitch yet again. Leftwich fires. Rounded over toward first. Blanchard keeps his body in front and will step on the bag himself for out number three. So the score remains 1-0. Hillcats have a couple innings to try to get those runs back. Valdez, Green, and Fox, the top of the order due up. We'll be right back after this. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats currently trail 1-0. Shane Panzini went 4 strong in his professional debut, handing the ball off to Wander Arias, who came in to start the 5th. Picked up where he left off, but now he'll have to face the top of the order. Yordies Valdez to lead off. He takes up high, ball 1. Hillcats, as of recently, have been a little less patient at the plate. They open up the season taking a lot of walks. The 1-0 grounded over toward first, dropped by Jaquez, but he'll pick it up and beat Valdez to the bag for out number 1. That'll bring up Isaiah Green, but as I was mentioning, the Hillcats much more patient in the early going of the season, and now, as their bats have begun to wake up, other than tonight, much more willing to swing. Pitch to Green outside for a ball. 85 miles an hour. The 1-0. Fouled off his ankle. He gave a healthy cut, so you know that one had to hurt. 1-1. Green has a pair of home runs for the Hillcats, 14 RBIs. One of 3 players tied for the team lead. He also leads the entire organization in triples with 3. 1-1. This one just misses down and away, 2-1. Pitch. Fouled hard down the left field line and out of play, 2-2. So Greens mark 4 doubles, 3 triples, and 2 home runs. In the dirt now, and the count runs full. Payoff pitch. Grounded right back up the middle, and into center field it goes. So Isaiah Green gives the Hillcats a base runner here in the sixth. On the ground ball, single into center. 1060 the total attendance tonight. 1,060. So a good crowd on hand for a Wednesday evening. Nice walk-up crowd as well as the rain held off this week. We advance closer towards summer. If you haven't been out to the ballpark yet, make sure to do so this series or swing by next series as Carolina will be in town and what could be a battle for first place. First pitch now to Jake Fox. Just a bit outside, ball one. Carolina up 2-0 on Kannapolis in the top half of the fourth. The 1-0. Runner goes. Ball is outside and high. The throw down into center field. Green thought about going to third, but we'll hold there. Good job by Pena to back that one up. The throw was a little behind Vasquez as he came over to cover. And the short hop bounced over his glove and into center field. It would have been a tough play if he had scooped it. As the Hillcats now have a runner in scoring position with one away here in the sixth. Tying runner aboard. Fox awaits the 2-0. This one, a changeup in there for a called strike, 2-1. Arias into the motion as this one grounded to second base. Bobbled again by Florentino, and he'll fire over to first to get Fox. But the runner will advance to third. The Hillcats have another runner on third base here as Jorge Burgos will step into the box. He had the runner on third when he grounded out to second to end the first. But could redeem himself here with a little base knock. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch check swing into the Hillcats dugout for strike one. Once again, Burgos caught in between. Maybe just not picking up the ball well out of the hand of the pitchers. It's the second check swing foul ball. The 0-1. In the dirt. 1-1. Isaiah Green standing over at third base with two away. Hillcats need a run to tie it here in the bottom half of the sixth. The 1-1. Skied into deep left field. Collins giving chase all the way back with his back up against the wall and puts it away for out number three. Burgo slams his helmet down in disgust as he approaches second base. As disappointed in himself. Hillcats still trail by one. We head to the top of the seventh. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats trailing 1-0. As Jack Leftwich back on the mound here for the seventh. Columbia riding an 8-game losing streak. Would love to pick up a victory here. And the Hillcats need a victory to remain in first place. Only a half a game ahead of Carolina, who's up 2-0 on Kannapolis. As Leftwich now, first pitch to Jaquez, has him out in front. First strike one. The 0-1 pitch, down and away, 1-1. Leftwich came on, start of last inning. This one grounded over toward second. Peralta flips it over toward first for out number one. He took over for Jake Miller, who went five solid innings with 10 strikeouts, but he's in line for the loss as the Hillcats could not put a run on the board. Slider in there for a called strike to open up the at-bat to Pena, who had that solo shot off of Miller in the second inning. The 0-1 down low, 1-1. 1-1 pitch, healthy cut, comes up empty, 1-2. Columbia has matched their hit total from last night and their run total, 1-3 to be exact, 1-2. Got him swinging as the ball off the side of the glove of Donovan, out in front of home plate, he picks it up and tags out Pena for out number two. First strikeout now for Leftwich as Daniel Vasquez now steps into the box. He comes out swinging for strike one. Good off-speed pitch there from Leftwich. Looked like the slider, the 0-1. Way outside. All one. Crowd still hanging around here in this close ball game. The 1-1. Fouled off the foot of the umpire, and he hopped up in a hurry. He takes a walk down the first baseline. Donovan will head on out to the mound to talk with his pitcher to give the home plate umpire an extra moment or two. Vasquez, a two-time strikeout victim tonight. Takes a look at a ball outside, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Check swing. And pitch was outside. Count is now 3-2. Payoff pitch. Got him swinging in the dirt. Bounces away from Donovan. He hops on it. Flips on over to first for out number three. So Vasquez goes down for the third time on strikes. The Hillcats have three innings to work with here to try to get one run back. Planchart, Frias, and Donovan due up. As we head to the bottom half of the seventh, it's time to stretch here in Lynchburg. We'll be right back after this timeout.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders.
And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Hillcats down 1-0 as Wander Arias back out here for his third inning of relief. As Hillcats just have not been able to get their bats going tonight. As they will now turn toward Victor Planchart, Dion Frias, and Joe Donovan to try to scratch a run across. Here in the seventh. First pitch to Planchard up high, ball one. The 1-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed in the dirt, 1-1. The 1-1. Another one cut on and missed. Planchard taking a couple of healthy cuts here. It's 1-2. This one just a bit outside for ball two as Arias working very quickly up until that pitch. As he'll now grab the rosin bag, step back on the mound. 2-2. Up high, but he got him swinging. Planchart goes down on strikes. Route number one here in the seventh. That'll bring up Dion Frias. Who struck out looking in the second and then lined out to left in the fifth. He thought about laying down a bunt, but the ball is way outside. 1-0. This one in the dirt, 2-0. It seems like if the Hillcats would just be a little bit more patient at the dish, might be able to work a couple extra base runners. 2-0. That one finds the zone. 2-1. Frias down to 250 as a batting average. He grounds that one right back to the mound. Arias reaches up and grabs it, flips on to first for out number two. Joe Donovan now to the dish. He singled in the fifth inning, but got caught in a fielder's choice. Bottom of the seventh, Hillcats down 1-0. One run, three hits, no errors for Columbia as the first pitch from Arias has him out in front for strike one. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Hillcats. Good breaking ball finds the zone, 0-2. Couple guys starting to get loose. Just doing some workout routines in the bullpen. The two-strike pitch. Rounded over toward third. Picked by Valdez. Throw on to first for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning for the Hillcats. Their third of the ball game. They'll hope to do better their next chance at bat, but another inning in the books and another inning closer to picking up that tough loss. We'll be right back after this timeout. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back out here for the eighth inning, Hillcats down 1-0. Hasn't really been many 1-0 games this season for the Hillcats. We'll look at those numbers in just a moment. It'll be Enrique Valdez, Omar Florentino, and Rivertown due up for Columbia. Jack Leftwich back on the mound, picked up two strikeouts to end the seventh. He's in his third inning of work. First pitch here to Valdez in there for a called strike. The 0-1 catches the inside corner for strike two. Valdez not really a fan. Two-strike pitch. Check swing, and he went around as Enrique Valdez goes down swinging. Route number one. So the last time the Hillcats were shut out came all the way back on April 27th in a doubleheader as the first pitch inside ball one. That doubleheader was against Salem at the end of the month. They lost 8-0 in that one. 1-0. Just missing down low, ball two. Other than that, the only time they had been held scoreless all season. 2-0, grounded foul. Did have a couple games early on where they only put up one run. But no 1-0 ball games. But that's what we have here in the top of the eighth. Two-one pitch. Fouled back to the curtain. 2-2. Last time the Hillcats did not score more than five runs. This one upstairs, full count, was on May 15th in their loss to Down East, 11-2. Payoff pitch now to Florentino. Sweeping curve fouled off again, and he stays alive. Payoff pitch once again. Another slider just misses the outside corner. Donovan held it for a while. Florentino will work a walk here with one away. That'll be Rivertown now. End of the box. He had the hit that broke up the no-hitter last night. Would love to move this runner over. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. Big off move over to first. Not in time as Florentino back with a dive. Leftwich fires. Runner was off, but it's fouled away. 0-2. Florentino over at first. Is a threat to run. As didn't have a stolen base this season, but did have a career high of two of them a couple times last year. Pickoff move back with a dive. He's off again. The 0-2 swung on and missed outside. The throw down. Strike him out, throw him out. Double play. Just what the doctor ordered. Jack Leftwich gets out of it. The impressive double play by Joe Donovan. That was not an easy ball to pick and get down to second, but he threw it on a dot to retire the runner, and the inning is over. Hillcats trailing 1-0. Wander Arias back on the mound for the eighth. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Have a tight game coming down the stretch. Hillcats trailing 1-0 as Wander Arias back on the mound here in the eighth. He'll face Wilfrey Peralta, Scaling Rodriguez, and Yordis Valdez due up. Note from John Kosis, the broadcaster for the Fireflies. He says if this score were to hold, it'll be the first 1-0 game Columbia has played in since a loss to Augusta back on June 30th, 2021. First pitch from Arias, outside, ball one. It's been a while for these ball clubs. This one in there for a called strike. 1-1. Hillcats have some work to do in these final two innings. They want to keep their winning streak alive and stay in first place. 1-2 now as that pitch finds the zone. Kannapolis not doing any favors for the Hillcats. The 1-2 grounded over toward first. Backhanded snag by Jaquez, and he'll take it himself. 3 unassisted. That'll bring up Scaling Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0-2 on the day. As I mentioned, Kannapolis playing Carolina right now, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. This one skied high on the infield. Creeping back is Valdez and Vasquez. Shortstop will call him off and put it away for out number two. The top of the order now with two away here in the eighth. Hillcats have 4 outs to play with. Still sitting with 3 hits. Valdez takes a strike. The 0-1. Just a bit outside, 1-1. Wander Arias into the motion. Down and away. The count is now 2-1. Arias in his fourth inning of relief has dropped his ERA to 5.46, almost a full point. 2-1. Big healthy cut from Valdez, swinging for the fences to try to tie this up, and it's 2-2. The pitch just a bit outside, almost got him. But the umpire says just a bit wide. Payoff pitch now here in the eighth. Got him looking. And Yordis Valdez will head back to the dugout with his bat on the shoulder. And you can begin to see the pressure and frustration begin to set over the Hillcats after that one. We head to the ninth. Hillcats trailing by one. It'll be Hernandez, Collins, and Jensen due up for the Fireflies. We'll be right back after this.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We go to the ninth. Hillcats trailing 1-0. Jason Prill bringing you all the action here tonight. Jack Leftwich back on the mound to begin the inning. Omar Hernandez steps into the box now. As the pitch from Leftwich, cut on and missed for strike one. Fireflies only had three hits last night. That's where they're sitting right now. But this time, they hold a 1-0 lead. The 0-1 fouled away, 0-2. Columbia trying to pick up their first victory of the season when scoring two or fewer runs. Right now, they're 0-15. This one cut on in the dirt for strike three. Hernandez goes down swinging as Darryl Collins will take some hacks. Collins had a double back in the fourth and then lined one up the middle that caught Leftwich's glove for fielder's choice. First pitch outside, ball one. Leftwich with a long look in, and now time is called for by Collins. As you can feel the tension building as the wind is now picking up toward left field. The 1-0. Another big cut, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, 1-2. One-two pitch. Grounded foul down the first baseline. We'll try again. Fireflies. Would love to pick up that 12th win of the season. Hillcats trying to pick up number 23. The 1-2. Grounded over toward first, but foul again, and he stays alive. Lynchburg did drop two games over the weekend against Salem. 1-2. Skied high down the third baseline and out of play. But otherwise, the Hillcats have been one of the hottest teams in the Carolina League. 7-3 in their last 10 ball games. The 1-2. Breaking ball, a little low, which will even the count at two. Two-two. Line foul again, and Collins is putting up a good fight here as that was the eighth pitch of the at-bat. So Collins trying to about the Fireflies. This one lined into left field, charging hard on it is Rodriguez, and he'll put it away for out number two. You know, the Fireflies would love to have that insurance run going into the ninth, as the Hillcats do have two walk-off victories on the year. One by Jorge Burgos and the other by Victor Planchart, who one of the two of them are due up, and if one runner were to reach, both of them would be due up. In the bottom of the ninth, this one inside, ball one to Carter Jensen, a two-time strikeout victim. The 1-0. Slider just misses for ball two. Everyone just kind of held there, waiting for the umpire's signal, but none came. The 2-0. Missing again outside, 3-0. Now Carter Jensen on the verge of working a walk here and keeping the inning alive. A 3-0. He comes out swinging, and it's a foul ball just over the bag. Planchard gloved it. That's strike one. Kind of shocked he had the green light there as a one-run game. A 3-1 pitch. Big healthy cut. Now he's down in the count. Not down in the count, but it's a full count now. As Jensen trying to keep this inning alive. As the payoff pitch skied into right field. Burgos ranges over. And we'll put it away. We go to the bottom half of the ninth. Hillcats need one to tie, two to win. Heart of the order due up. This is exactly why we watch sports, for these moments like this. We'll be right back after this timeout. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
All right, folks, here we go. 1-0 ball game. Hillcats trailing here in the bottom of the ninth. Wander Arias back out here for his fifth inning of relief work. As we mentioned, he has started a couple ball games, so he does have some stamina in his tank. But he'll now face the heart of the Hillcats order for the second time. Isaiah Green, Jake Fox, and Jorge Burgos due up to try tie this thing up. Either win the ball game or send it to extras. The first pitch to Green. Catches the inside corner for a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Down in the dirt, 1-1. Arias has come in for Shane Panzini, who pitched a gem of his own. And Arias has only allowed two hits since he's come into the ball game. Green now calls time right before Arias went into his motion. So the 1-1 count. And Green will now call time again. He's tired of this quick pitch from the Fireflies. Into the motion. Skied into deep center field. Pena giving chase. That one over his head and off the wall. Off his glove in center field. Green around first. He's heading to third. Around second. The helmet flies off. He is safe to lead off the inning. Isaiah Green with the big time at bat. He said, if you're going to quick pitch me, I'm going to give you one you can't catch. His fourth triple of the year, leading the entire Guardians organization. As that'll do it for Wander Arias. Or maybe not. Tony Pena Jr. making a trip to the mound, maybe just to give some infield instructions now with a runner on third and nobody out. A And if you're the Hillcats, you just need the run to score by any means possible, either a long fly ball or a hard hit ground ball somewhere. Fox fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Isaiah Green at third. Nobody away here in the bottom of the ninth. Hillcats trailing by one. The 0-1. Skied foul down the third baseline. 0-2. Fox will have to protect here. Infield pulled all the way in. Right on the edge of the grass. The 0-2. Skied into deep right field. And this one hooking. And it'll stay fair, but it's caught, and the runner will tag from third and score, and we have ourselves a tie ball game. A bunch of Hillcats out there to meet Jake Fox as the sacrifice fly ties the ball game. And Hernandez, not a fan, the catcher for the Fireflies, as he stands and glares over at the Hillcats dugout, and now he has some words for the home plate umpire, saying, is that even allowed? But it's a tie ball game now. Burgos takes up high, ball one. But if you're Jake Fox, that's exactly what you have to do. Great approach at the plate. Sent it deep enough where River Town couldn't make a play at home, and Green was able to coast it. The 1-0. This one finds the zone. 1-1. Though Cats do have a couple extra inning games on the season. This one just missing 2-1. But they'd like to avoid that here if at all possible. The 2-1. Big healthy cut from Burgos. He was going for the wall. 2-2. The pitch. Fouled off. We'll try again. Blanchard on deck. Frias in the hole. The 2-2 from Wander Arias. Foul tipped in the dirt. And we'll try again. Nasty pitch from Arias. A good job by Burgos just to get his bat on it. The 2-2. And he pulled the string on it, and Burgos goes down swinging route number two as Victor Planchart will now step into the box. 0-2 was hit by a pitch back in the second. Now with two away and a tie ball game here in the ninth. Takes a pitch just above the belt for ball one. Hernandez, not a fan. The 1-0. Took a healthy cut on that one. 1-1. Blanchard had a walk-off earlier in this season. 1-1. In there for a called strike. Back against Delmarva. The 1-2 right at his head. 2-2. Crowd doesn't like that one. I don't think it was anything malicious, because when you're ahead in the count 1-2, the last thing you want to do is put the runner on. The 2-2. Outside, and everybody on the field thought it was strike three except the home plate umpire. Payoff pitch upcoming. Fouled back. We'll try again. Into the motion. In the dirt. So the Hillcats will have a runner aboard here with two away in a tie ball game. The crowd getting loud here. Trying to urge this team towards victory. Dian Frias now will step into the box. As we're going to get a pinch runner for Victor Planchard, and That's exactly who I thought they were going to call out. That's Luis Durango. Durango, the fastest player by far for the Hillcats, has 10 stolen bases on the year. 10 for 14. And see if any corresponding moves for the Fireflies. It doesn't appear to be so, as Hillcats want to end this one right here. Still have a couple guys on the bench for the next inning. It'll be interesting to see if they adjust the infield, make a couple position changes to make sure that Durango can stay in the ball game, because if it could use his defense. First pitch to Frias, outside, ball one. If Durango were to steal and be thrown out at second, he would be the automatic base runner in the 10th inning. Otherwise, if Frias were to get out, it would be him, the 1-0. Lined into center field, a base hit. Durango around second. He's headed to third. Santos, he's going to wave him home. Here comes the throw. In time, the tag. And they got him. Coach Santos over at third got a little greedy there with the speedy Durango, trying to go from first to third on a single into center. And so that'll end the inning. As an exciting ninth inning, we head to extras. Woo-hoo-hoo, what a fun game here in Lynchburg. You never know what you're going to see at the ballpark. This one has been a doozy. We head to the 10th on a Wednesday night in Lynchburg, Virginia. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats tying it up in the ninth to send it to extras, and a play at the plate to end the inning as Durango, ball was well in time, just could not avoid the tag. We're tied at one here in the 10th. Rubendi Jaquez, Eric Pena, and Daniel Vasquez do up with Carter Jensen standing on second. As Trey Benton now into the ballgame. He's making his 11th appearance in 13 innings, 1-0, has not allowed an earned run. 21 strikeouts, 5 walks. Jaquez squares around to bunt. Pulls back for ball one. In his last outing, he went 2 innings, picked up the save, allowed 1 run. It was not his earned run. He did give up a hit. No walks, 3 strikeouts. Squaring around to bunt again right in front of the mound. And Benton picks up and throws it over to first into right field. Fox backing it up, but the throw comes home not in time. And the Fireflies will take the lead. So, worst case scenario play there for the Hillcats is Benton off of his back foot tried to make the throw over to first. And Jaquez will pick up first base on the throwing error. And the run will score on the error as well. That'll bring up Eric Pena. Fireflies now hold a 2-1 lead. Runner fakes towards second. Throw comes home. And it's just a bit wide for ball one. So Durango goes to center field. Peralta goes over to first. Fox at second. Those will be the changes along the infield and outfield. The 1-0. Big check swing there from Pena. He went around 1-1. Pena had the home run back in the second. Now would like to help extend this lead here in the 10th. The 1-1. Runner goes. Pitch is low. The throw down on a double clutch. And not nearly in time as Jaquez picks up the stolen base. So the double play is out of the question. That's Columbia being very aggressive here in the 10th. The 2-1. Bloop into shallow center field. Valdez ranges back on it and will put it away. Or out number one. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. The runner on second and one away. First pitch to Vasquez. In there for a called strike, 92 miles an hour. 0-1. Vasquez has struck out three times. Hillcats down by one here in the 10th. Columbia trying to add to their lead with a runner in scoring position. The 0-1. Good curveball. Appeal down to second on the check swing. Did not go around on a pitch just outside the zone. Everyone in the stadium thought that it should have been a strike. A couple times that's happened here this evening. The 1-1. Skied high down the right field line, hooking out of play into the bullpen, and it'll be 1-2. Jaquez doing everything he can to get into the mind of Trey Benton right now. As he's dancing off of second every time he looks back there. 1-2. Runner goes. And a swing slapped down the right field line, but into the bullpen it goes yet again. And we'll try the 1-2 count one more time. Jaquez trying to get that early start to score on a base hit. Benton comes set, now fires. Slider just missing the zone yet again, and umpire a tight zone, 2-2. One run already scored on the bunt. Should have been a sacrifice, but ended up with a throw into right field. The 2-2 now from Benton. Down low, and the count goes full. Walk might not be the worst thing in the world here, as it would put the double play back in order. But obviously he'd like to get the strikeout and not have to worry about an extra hitter. 3-2. Swung on and missed, and he got him to reach. Out number two. That'll bring up Enrique Valdez. 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. Runner still at second. First pitch from Benton. Takes a look at the runner twice. Now comes home, slapped the other way, but out of play. 0-1.
Fireflies score their run in the second on an Eric Pena home run. The Hillcats were held scoreless all the way to the bottom half of the ninth when Isaiah Green lined one off the center field wall and then would cruise into third with a trip, would score one batter later on the sacrifice fly. The 0-1 fouled back to the curtain, 0-2. And then Columbia would pick up a run here on the first batter of the 10th as the sacrifice bunt resulted in a throwing error that regave them the lead. Still only with three hits in the ballgame, though. The 0-2 on its way from Benton with two away. Runner holds, comes home in the dirt, 1-2. Benton trying to get out of here. Only giving up the one run. It was an unearned run, so his ERA currently remains at zero. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. And so Benton gets out of it, only allowing the one run. And we head to the bottom half of the 10th. Hillcats need a run to tie, two to win. They've done it before. Can they do it again? We'll be right back after this timeout.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Hillcats dugout looks loose here in the bottom half of the 10th, even though they trail by a run. Will Benton dancing, Carson Tucker back with the team. He's dancing down in the dugout as Wander Arias' day is done after an excellent outing. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned after that triple from Isaiah Green. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. And still trying to get a look at the number on the back of the new pitcher's jersey. But whoever it is will face Donovan, Peralta, and Rodriguez. Frias will be the runner at second to start the inning. Hillcats trailing 2-1. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Columbia. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for the Hillcats. But that 1 error looms large. New pitcher on the mound is Luis Barroso. Barroso will face Joe Donovan with first base pulled in. Third baseman playing on the edge of the grass as well. Looking out for the bunt. First pitch. Donovan takes it in the helmet and he'll go down to first. Donovan didn't even flinch, even though it drilled him in the side of the head. He takes first. Now Wilfie Peralta with 2 runners aboard. Trying to get the numbers for Barroso here. But before I could even do that, he had plunked a batter. Barroso is 1-0 with a 5.28 ERA, 3 saves and 1 hold. Trying to pick up that fourth one here. 2 on, nobody away here in the 10th. You have to wonder if Peralta might be bunting. Get both runners in scoring position. He squares around, reaches for it, and they'll say he offered at it for strike one. Infield was charging hard to try to maybe cut off that runner at third. Frias at second. Donovan over at first. The 0-1 pitch from Barroso. Squares around again. It's popped high and out of play. 0-2. Now the bunt will probably be off as that ball finally just came down through the scaffolding.
Scaling Rodriguez on deck. The 0-2 pitch. Bunt sign was off, and it's just a bit outside for ball one. All the Fireflies thought that was strike three. The count is now 1-2. Nobody out here in the 10th. 1-2. Fouled back to the screen, and he stays alive. Peralta just got his bat around on that one, as ever so slightly tipped and went over the catcher's mitt. The 1-2 again. Got him looking. And Peralta goes down on strikes. Now there's one away with the double play in order for Scaling Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 on the day. Infield will now shift into double play depth. Trying to turn two here and end the ball game. And knock the Hillcats seemingly out of first place, as Carolina still up 2-0 on Kannapolis. First pitch here to Rodriguez. He swings and drives it into right field. Town drifts back on it, puts it away. Runner tags from second. He'll go to third. And so there will be runners on the corners with two away. Last hope for the Hillcats is Yordis Valdez. He'll have to pick up a base hit here if Lynchburg wants any chance at coming away with a victory. Tying runner at third, winning run at first. Two away here in the bottom half of the 10th. Luis Barroso trying to pick up the save and end the 8-game skid for the Fireflies. Valdez into the box. 0 for 4 on the day. First pitch, down low, ball one. Valdez, up until today, had been one of the hottest hitters for the Hillcats, earning his way into a bigger role. The 1-0. Fouled off, 1-1. Open for some Hillcat magic here in the 10th. In a game that they had no business pushing towards extras. The 1-1. Line harshly down the third base line, but into Citi Field. And the Hillcats are down to their final strike. Valdez will have to protect on anything close. Don't want to leave it to chance here. This umpire has not been the most consistent with his strike zone. Runners on the corners. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled away again. We'll try it again. Crowd on the edge of their seats here inside Bank of the James Stadium as Frias stands at third base. Rosso into the motion. Grounded foul down the first base line. It will reset. A lot riding on this at-bat for both teams. Losing streak for Columbia and first place for the Hillcats, both on the line here in this at-bat. The 1-2 yet again. He fights it off to stay alive. Valdez doing everything he can to extend this at-bat and bring in that runner from third to tie the ball game. Barroso comes set, now fires. It's lined foul again. And the crowd now cheering, trying to urge the Hillcats to victory, or at least to tie the ball game. Umpire calls time as something, looks like a ball came in from the Hillcats bullpen. As Luis Barroso trying to get that final strike to end the ball game. The 1-2. Foul tipped again, and Valdez continues to stay alive. 94 miles an hour. He reared back for that one. Rosso comes set, now fires. Fouled back again, and Valdez, to say he's putting up a fight is an understatement. He has fouled off 6 straight pitches. The 1-2. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. Appeal down to second. They rung him up! No way! Daniel Robertson on the top step of the dugout screaming at the umpires. Excuse me, that's Kevin Arminio as Omir Santos has some words for the second base umpire who rang up Yordis Valdez on a check swing that did not appear to be a check swing from up here. So the Hillcats drop game 2 of the series and a heartbreaking loss. We'll be back to recap it after this.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Heartbreaking loss for the Hillcats as they lose 2-1 to Columbia. Columbia picks up their 12th victory of the year to improve to 12-29. Lynchburg drops to 22-18 and will most likely fall out of first place as Carolina up 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh with 2 aboard and 1 away. Tough way to end it if you're the Hillcats, being called out on a check swing that did not appear to be anywhere close. I could see the edge of the barrel of the bat from up here. And typically, it has to cross the plane. But that's baseball, folks. The human error, whether it's an error or not, will always be a part of the game. And that's the way I'd like to keep it. So as disappointed as I am in the result, you shouldn't have found yourself in that situation in the first place against a team that was on an 8-game losing streak. Could not pick up more than 5 hits or 1 run. Columbia scored their 1 run in the main part of the game. They're in regular innings on a home run in the second inning by Eric Pena. And then it was a pitcher's duel for the rest of the ball game where the Hillcats would be held scoreless all the way up until the bottom half of the ninth when Isaiah Green would lead off with a triple, then be brought home on the sacrifice fly to right field by Jake Fox. Then in the top of the tenth, a throwing error by Trey Benton allowed the runner to score from second on a sacrifice bunt. And then in the bottom half of the tenth, the Hillcats just could not bring the run across despite moving him over to third. And then we're rung up on a check swing by Yordis Valdez to end the ballgame. And a heartbreaking loss for these Hillcats as they'll have another one tomorrow night at 6:30 here at Bank of the James Stadium. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, make sure to tune in either here or pick your tickets up at the box office or Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Big shout out to everyone who tuned in tonight and followed along with the broadcast. We appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. Sorry we
Result couldn't be more pleasing. Well, once again, Hillcats, 2-1 losers here to the Columbia Fireflies. As I'm Jason Prill saying goodnight and go Hillcats.